Long before the days of cell phones and internet, Dr. King said that through our scientific genius, we have made the world a neighborhood. And now through our moral and spiritual genius, we must make of it a brotherhood. For the desegregation of the American South, he said, was merely the political externalization of the goal of the civil rights movement. His ultimate goal was the establishment of a beloved community. And so, it is our hope and our prayer that this memorial be a living reminder of that intention, a possibility that we now claim with a faith as passionate as his own, that we as a nation might yet become a beloved community. May this inspired idea inspire each one of us and all who in the years to come shall enter this great memorial and shall stand in this place. For surely, if America is to be a light unto the nations, we must first be lit from a light within us, a light that leads to freedom, yes, to liberty, yes, to justice, but above all else, to love. It is not a luxury, but a necessity that we ponder this, for today, Dr. King's words ring more hauntingly true than ever. We must learn, he said, to live together as brothers, or we all will perish as fools. The cause of love was not easy in Dr. King's day, nor, as we know, is it easy in ours. There are, he said, finite disappointments that we must accept. But he reminded us that we must never lose infinite hope. I am convinced, Dr. King said, that the universe is under the control of a loving purpose, and that in the struggle for righteousness, man has cosmic companionship. Behind the harsh appearance of the world, he said, there is a benign power. That benign power was a power in our hearts more powerful than bullets. And it is that truth to which Dr. King awakened this nation. He embodied, and even more, he proved that love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. A man and a social movement who represented the least among us, he rose up to become the most powerful among us. A power so great that it tore down the mighty walls of institutionalized racism that kept not only black Americans, but all Americans enslaved by the shackles of hate.